Hi, everyone, and welcome to the very first edition of Inside the Secrets of the Caribbean right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host today, but I am really happy to welcome Nicola Balito, and she is from the Caribbean. How are you, Nicola?
Hi, Ria. How are you? Thank you so much for having me with you today. And of course, I look forward to us embarking on new travels, but I know you're going to tell the rest of the world all about it. But thank you so much for having me in your space.
Yeah, well, it is such a pleasure. You know what? We are so used to seeing places around the world known for their absolute beauty and their weather. And we tend to see a lot of the sun, sand, and rum, as it were, the Caribbean, sangria, as it were, in Spain. But we don't actually get to see the culture, the actual history and values of certain areas when you go to visit. It's sort of a fly-in vacation for 14 days or 7 days, and we don't actually get to see what really makes a place tick, what makes it special, what it is about that place that is unique. And one of the great things about Secrets of the Caribbean is that this is a television production that highlights all of these things. And you are one of the hosts on that show.
I am. And it's a pleasure to be a part of such a great production. And of course, I've got to shout out Tom if I can. Hey, Tom. But I'll tell you though, Ria, Inside the Secrets of the Caribbean is really about island people. And as you mentioned, we don't get a chance to see what the actual culture is like. I know a lot of us, when we're visiting the islands or the Caribbean, we instantly think of sun, sea, sand, pina coladas, beautiful people. We enjoy to the max, you know, partying all night. But there's so much more to the Caribbean than actually meets the eye. I mean, it's a major plus to have white sandy beaches. And in some spaces, we've got pink beaches as well, pink sand. And it's absolutely beautiful. But I think we need to pay a little bit more attention to the cultural aspect of what we have to offer in the Caribbean. And it's something I know that visitors from all across the globe will love and be able to identify in some form or fashion. Nobody better to tell the story about the Caribbean than you. Give us a little bit of your history. I mean, you are born, bred, and raised as a Caribbean girl. Well, you know what, Ria? I consider myself an island girl. My heritage encompasses Dominica, Antigua, Grenada, Guyana. I have a little bit of everything. My mother's Antiguan. My father's Trinidadian. I was born in Antigua, but I lived practically all of my life in Trinidad and Tobago. So I think for me, I have the best of both worlds. So I call myself a Trintigan because while living in Trinidad, going to school, I would be able to vacation in Antigua. And it was so awesome growing up. And having the best of both worlds in the islands, but also having grandparents from Dominica, grandparents from Guyana, grandparents from Grenada. You got a little bit of everything. Cousins in Barbados, friends in St. Vincent, grapevine cousins in St. Lucia. It is absolutely awesome. So As some may say, it really is like a stomping ground. And I had the opportunity as well to visit, if not all of the islands in the Caribbean. And I can tell you this, we are definitely unique and we are beautiful people with beautiful stories. And that's what Secrets of the Caribbean is all about. And inside Secrets of the Caribbean, we'll take you deeper into what our culture is all about as well.
Well, what kind of magical things can we expect then coming up in the future from you? What, give us an example of some of the stories that you think you'll be able to tell us.
I think, when we look forward, it's something as simple as sitting down with the man who is a coconut vendor, not on the beach, but on the streets. Let's say he's on the streets of Trinidad and Tobago, plying his trade. Not only is he serving and selling coconut water to persons who are extremely thirsty or just love the taste, but he's able to connect with all walks of life on the island. It's as simple as going to St. Kitts Nevis and just enjoying the tropical feel and meeting the woman on the road who is probably just, she's got a tray and she's selling snacks, but she also has a little coal pot and she's selling great food. I mean, Caribbean food is awesome. Or it's just visiting some of our heritage sites that a lot of people don't know about. It's going to Bekwe and chatting with the fishermen. It's in Dominica, going to the rivers, talking about, the volcanoes. It's just encompassing everyone. So there's so many stories to tell, and it's never scripted.
That's the most wonderful thing. One of the things that I do notice is that people tend to go to the Caribbean, but they don't actually leave the beachfront areas. Where is most of the history inland, or is the history as well on the beaches?
Both. A lot of the history is inland. And we tell some stories. I've had the opportunity to also work with a hotel chain here on the island of Antigua. But being in the Caribbean, and of course, history being one of my favorite subjects, the thing about it is that there are so many stories. Of course, slavery, we've come out of that. We're moving forward. But the Caribbean, the islands, built on so many stories coming out of that unfortunate situation. But the stories that we're going to tell definitely will encompass a little bit of the beach, if you want to call it that, but a lot of what has been going on inland, inside, on shore.
This time on SOC Eco, we take a look at how art is being used to replenish and restore storm-damaged ocean regions in a remarkable underwater park of sculptures.
This is the Molinaire Underwater Sculpture Park off the coast of Grenada. The artistic vision of British sculptor Jason Dakaris Taylor. The park is not only artistic, but plays an important role in the environment. The coral reef around Grenada was badly damaged by Hurricane Ivan in 2004 and Emily in 2005. The sculptures have been designed to promote coral growth, and eventually the structure became a sanctuary for small marine life.
And it's not a rich area either.
No, we have our challenges. And of course, with the situation, the COVID situation at this point in time, tourism is probably the number one provider of finance to many of the islands. And of course, we've seen the crash, because literally it is a crash. And we're in survival mode, but we are a very resilient people. And I think many of us are now recognizing that. We have challenges with hurricanes, and we've seen devastation so many times, but we've been able to just dust ourselves off, pick ourselves up, and move forward. So those are some of the stories as well, you know. But in terms of thriving and funding and the economic fallout, it's been tough for many of the islands who depend solely on the tourism dollar for funding and for the livelihood. But it's something I know that we will rise above, knock on wood. Our numbers are fairly small in terms of COVID deaths and COVID cases in comparison to, let's say, the UK, Spain, the US. They're still high numbers. You know, one is one too many as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. But we are plodding along. We are getting by. And I believe once this is over, we're definitely going to be shining once again. And many of us are open for business. So you can still travel to the Caribbean. You can come to Antigua. You can come into Barbados. You can come into St. Kitts. The borders in Trinidad and Tobago are still closed. But eventually, we're all very optimistic that things are going to get better. We've got the vaccines. We're hoping for the best. We can only be positive and put our best foot forward.
You're right, for sure. For you, what is your most favorite place? The one place that you just feel so at peace, so full of culture, so full of love, so full of abundance. Where is that space for you within the island?
Oh my, I have too many. I have too many. Trinidad. Yeah. Trinidad is a very cultural place. It's overflowing. I would have to say that would be it for me. Not because it's my home, but it's obvious. We've got a melting pot of culture. We've got Chinese, we've got Indian, we've got Africans, we've got what we call the Douglas, we've got the Syrians, we've got a mix of everything. And within each pocket, we've got great cultural vibrations. And the only way you can understand it is to experience it. And to experience it, you have to be there. I also have to say Dominica, there's something about that place. I cannot put my finger on it, but it is absolutely awesome. Antigua as well is a rich cultural melting pot as well. So many of the islands. I mean, we're very similar, but we're still very different. But as I said, you have to experience it. And the only way to experience it is to be here.
And tell me about the food. I mean, there's a lot of people, I'm obsessed with food, but there's a lot of people around the world that really enjoy going places to eat. What are the influences? If there was anything you could compare the food to, what would you say? Because most cultures are sort of a mixture of cultures that come together to make, you know, that type of food in the area. What would you explain the Caribbean food?
You know what, Rhea? I'll tell you what it is. And you hit the nail on the head. It's a mixture. So you have a little bit of everything. You can get Chinese food in the Caribbean. It may be authentic Chinese, but the seasoning, the taste, the variation, it gives you a little bit of a pop. We have, let's say, Indian cuisine, which comes out of Trinidad and Guyana, like our curry. Spicy food that you will just thoroughly enjoy. You need to have a roti. I don't know if you've ever had a roti,
yes.
But when you get here, you'll have that. Then, you know, places like Antigua where you can get really good blue food. In Antigua, we've got something called Dukuna and saltfish. Saltfish is salted fish. Really good. And of course, our seafood, what we have to offer is great. Oh, so many different dishes, but it basically is a little bit of love, lots of great vibrations and energy while you're cooking, and great ingredients. You have to taste it. And to taste it...
you have to be there. Well, I, for one, you know, I don't know why. I mean, I'm Canadian, so... It would, you know, sort of Mexico and the Caribbean are two places that most Canadians tend to go, and I have never been to either. So I am planning on making it. And now that we're going to be doing this show together, yes. I will make it shortly. But It is, you know, it's beautiful. You see the photographs, and now that I've been watching the show, it there's just something magical about it, and the people as well. And I'm really excited.
And that's what it is, like our most treasured resource, definitely our people, all across board, from as far south to as far north as we can possibly get. Stories of island people, that's who we are. And inside the Secrets of the Caribbean and all the Secrets of the Caribbean will be the platform, along with you, Rhea, to make sure that we get those stories out.
I'm really excited about this journey. And I hope that our viewers will be excited as well, because you know what? There is nothing better than having someone that is part and parcel of that area helping to tell those stories, because you are the heart. And it is easier to portray the heart and the feel of a place when that is where your heart belongs.
Yes, totally agree with you. Spot on.
Well, thank you ever so much, Nicola. I really appreciate your time, and I'm looking forward to this journey.
I am myself. I really do look forward to it. I look forward to the stories that we have to tell. And it's important. I mean, the world is so small now, Rhea. Yeah. So, so small. It literally is a big blue marble. Remember that?
Yes.
It literally is a big blue marble now. So we can touch on a little bit of everything and everyone. And we have the platform to do it. And thank you for, you know, taking it to higher heights and higher levels.
No, it's completely my pleasure. And if you are interested in the actual show, Secrets of the Caribbean, please do head over underneath this interview. We're going to provide a link so that you can click on that and head over and watch. And as well, please join us on our journey over the coming weeks and months and years as we show you what the Caribbean is all about.